Hi there. The word for you today is take care of your flock. In 1 Peter 5 verse 2, the New Living Translation, the Apostle writes, care for the flock that God has entrusted to you. You know, projecting too far ahead into the future can keep you from devoting your energy to the important task at hand. The Bible says, take care of the flock that God has entrusted to you. And when the great shepherd appears, then you will receive a crown of glory. One Bible school director says, and I quote, there was a time when God began to do great things in my life. It was the fulfillment of many dreams. But during this period, I started experiencing more problems and confrontations. I felt like a fireman. As soon as one blaze was extinguished, another cropped up. I felt run down and discouraged. I thought, I'll go to the mission field where the work is fun and I can just send back postcards. Then I saw a vision of David being anointed by Samuel, and the Lord asked me, what did David do after he was anointed king? I answered, he went back to tending his father's sheep. The Lord continued, had David gone looking for a giant to kill at that time, the lion and the bear would have eaten his flock. Well, God told him, this Bible school is your flock, so tend to it. Whether you're a pastor, an associate, a music director, or a layman, each of us has a flock. Or a particular assignment God's given us. David's flock was his assignment from God. And although he'd been anointed king, his first priority was to tend to his first assignment. Giants will come, and if you stay with your assignment, at the right time, you'll meet and conquer yours. You'll be exalted after you've proven yourself faithful. So, wherever your flock is right now, that's where God expects you to be. And when you're there, that's where God will bless and meet all your needs, okay?